Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of August, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's happened over the past 24 hours and is coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Security, flaws, fixes, Windows. Yep, pretty much in that order. However, though, this is a bit of an unusual vulnerability, thanks to the mouse you might be using from Razer. This past weekend, a security researcher by the name of John Hatt actually posted on Twitter after he plugged in a new Razer mouse or even a Razer dongle. Immediately after plugging those things in, the Windows update will download the Razer installer, and then go ahead and run it with system privileges. Oh, and by the way, it also lets you access the Windows File Explorer and PowerShell with elevated privileges. Now, yes, you would need physical access to the computer in order to do this, meaning it's not a major security threat currently. However, though, knowing that it can happen should be some cause for concern for Windows users. Now, apparently this vulnerability has reached the folks over there at Razer, and from what we've been told, the company's security team, they're currently working on a fix. Hey, you British money-spending people, want that in crypto now? Well, PayPal will now let British customers buy, hold, and even sell digital currencies, and it will be starting this week. If this sounds all brand new, well, it should. It actually marks the first international expansion of PayPal's crypto product since it actually launched last year in the U.S. Now, the reason for this, pretty obvious, actually. Cryptocurrency via PayPal in the U.S. been doing pretty good for them. And they're bringing it on over to the U.K., saying, yeah, they expect it to do just as well over there. Now, how this will work? PayPal's crypto feature lets customers buy or sell Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and a few other cryptocurrencies. And they can do this with as little as £1. Also on the platform, you'll be able to track crypto prices in real time and even get a little bit of educational background on what's currently happening in the crypto market. Say goodbye to Android Auto. Most of you that use Android Auto already know what it's for. It's your car's dashboard through your little device, and you'll be able to access your music apps, your data, all without even having to touch your phone. Very convenient for a lot of people. So why would it be going away? Well, that's because Google's bringing on board Assistant Driving Mode. For those of you unfamiliar, that actually arrived early last year, after a lot of delays, which we all know the reason why for that. But now, Google Assistant Driving, it's finished. The old Android Auto experience on phones running Android 12? Yeah, no more. Now, the actual statement from Google is it's their next evolution of mobile driving experiences, and for people who use Android Auto and supported vehicles, that experience won't be going away. They will actually just be transitioned to Google Assistant Driving Mode. Now, as you heard me say before, Android 12 will be the first to experience it. It's actually starting with that OS, as it will be built right in. As for when it will be hitting older Android OSs, well, that remains to be seen, if it even does happen. And finally, swiping up on Instagram. It's like an old habit, isn't it? Well, old habits do die hard, but this one, it's dead. Those of you that do know what I'm talking about, allows people to visit external web pages by simply swiping up. But starting August 30th, swiping up and no more. Instagram says people will be able to use the link stickers. Oh boy. And when we say stickers, yeah, they're all stickers, but just no stickiness. They will be tappable stickers and stories that take people to external websites after they tap on it. Instagram says stickers fit a bit more with the way people currently use the platform. And the ultimate goal is to widely roll out more stickers, and of course with more stickers, more punching and web linking and yeah. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over there and support the new show right now. We need your donation so we can keep this show on the air. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, where you can give a monthly donation to keep the new show going, or if a one-time donation works a little bit better for you, paypal.me/britishtech, and thank you so much for your generosity. You can check out British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network, of course, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and jump by the BTN Slack room with our BTN community today by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you as always for listening.